The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Hey, folks, if you like my show, you're going to love all the shows on the Collider Network. Right here on Podcast One, the YouTube channel turned podcast super network has got everything for your pop culture needs. And those are strong needs. Check out Collider Sports, Jedi Council, One-on-One with Christian Harloff, Movie Talk, and so, so much more. Check out the Collider Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Chet Waterhouse.
Brother! How again, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, great young comedian. Got a brand new special on Comedy Central called Size 38 Waist and 100 other things going on. Chris DiStefano. First, let me thank the folks that sponsored this podcast for real. True Car for all your car buying needs. And, of course, betonline.ag, Podcast One's trusted partner in all things gaming. Plus, whoo, they're starting off this year in a big way. Our exclusive partner, betonline.ag, giving away to the ultimate big game. Who in Atlanta? Get this. A huge weekend. Tickets, VIP tailgate party, flight, hotel, and more. Visit betonline.ag. Sign up for a free account and enter the contest. That's all you got to do. And as always, before we get to my guest, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Three Guys from Italy Restaurant. Why do you got to know their names? What's it to you anyways? You like the food? Shut up and eat. Super Bowl is set. NFC. Rams beat the Saints in overtime on a 57-yard field goal, said the Chicago Bears' Cody Parkey. That's not humanly possible. Rams coach Sean McVay became the best-looking coach ever to win an NFC championship or any NFL game anywhere ever. The next best-looking coach in NFL history? Bill Parcells. Wow, that is an upset. That NFC wrap-up brought to you by Crambulance, the multi-stop paramedic bus. Cut your medical emergency travel bill by 80% with Crambulance. AFC, the Patriots. Like a coyote who realizes your shouting is complete bullshit, they just keep coming at you. At kickoff, 19 degrees. Wait, isn't that the band doing the Super Bowl halftime? Patch James White caught more balls than the Cabana Boy at RuPaul's. Just like his playing career, announcer Tony Romo did well for three quarters, then could not convert a simile and overthrew two metaphors. That AFC wrap-up brought to you by Airbnb. It's not an app, it's just a crowbar. Super Bowl 53 halftime show is set. Maroon 5 will headline. Louis C.K.'s doing a quick five up top, so get your iPhone ready. College hoops! Ignaz Brazdeikis said his Michigan team was better than Duke. Unfortunately for him, they were playing Wisconsin and lost by 10. Golf! Adam Long won the We Did Way Better When We Used Bob Hope's Name Desert Classic. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1907, the place, Montreal, Canada. Stanley Cup! The Kenora Thistles beat the Montreal Wanderers. Two teams apparently owned by poets. This Waterhouse Update brought to you by Thailand. Nothing is illegal in Thailand. Now, finally, it's talk time. My guest today, great young stand-up, hosts Stupid Questions on Comedy Central and has a great new special out called Size 38 Waist, Chris DiStefano, a.k.a. Chris Crafty.
Yeah.
Threw that one in there for you. I know you do a lot of AKAs.
I appreciate it, brother.
Now, listen, I always gauge the body type of my guest.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with the sport you played. I would say high school fullback.
No, actually, you know what? I was a basketball player.
Get out. Oh, you threw that ass around like Charles Barkley.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got the Italian grandma ass.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got the thighs of a 270-pound man.
Yes, I fucking love it, baby. I yeah, man, I love Nutella and I love basketball.
Those two things will create that. So you played hoops.
I played hoops. Well, I was also 180
in college.
Where'd
you go to school? What was the name of the high school?
I went to Archbishop Molloy High School.
Ooh, that's a big one.
It was a big one.
Big Catholic school. That's where I didn't
Kenny Smith, Kenny Anderson went there.
Where'd Jabbar go? Bishop?
He went to Powell Memorial.
Yeah, Powell. Yeah.
But Archbishop Molloy is a big Catholic. We were number 6 in the country when I was a senior in high school, so I sat on the fucking bench.
Yeah. Rode the pines.
And then
we need two quick fouls. Where's DeStefano?
Yeah. And then I played Division III basketball.
Where?
St. Joseph's College in downtown Brooklyn.
Wow, St. Yeah. Joseph's. Not the St. Joseph's in Philly.
Not Philly. This is a small school, you know,
Division III. That's good, though, man.
It was great.
They came sniffing around, and DeStefano said, I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Well, half my team had.
How long did you go for?
4 years. Played all 4 years. Half my team had asthma. And, you know, it's Division III shit, you know.
Good medical school at St. Joseph's.
Yeah, good medical school. Yeah,
to everybody, care all the kids, yeah, got them breathing.
Everybody's parents had an EpiPen on the sidelines just in case.
Like some of them could throw it from like 30, 40 feet, hit the kid right in the thigh.
Right in the thigh, and then we're good to go. The anaphylactic shock stops.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're back in the game. What were the nicknames? St. Joseph's?
The Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah, we were the Bears.
Indigenous to that part of Central Park.
Yeah, well, now it's a bunch of gay bars around there, so it makes sense now. Yeah.
Sure, Cuddly Bears.
Perfect. Yeah.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah.
So did you ever think about playing like Turkey or Italy or one of those leagues? Did you ever get an offer to go play?
Yeah, I got an offer after I was done when I was Division III, because I was actually Division III my senior year. I was an All-American. So
an All-American Division III.
Division III. So
from a family of nine.
Yeah.
A world of courage.
Yeah. So I actually played. I played. I got opportunities to play overseas in Istanbul. And I played for like a week in the Canary Islands in Spain.
Man, I kind of predicted that. I might do good on this week's pop quiz.
Yeah.
That was a shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark,
just threw
yeah.
Turkey out there before they started calling back all their basketball players because they think they're spies.
The center for the Knicks, Cantor, he's like in some terrorist ring. But I'm still a fan of Cantor. I'm a Knicks fan.
Yeah, well, they're going to have some trouble getting through just the Knicks fans to try to get to
yeah,
Cantor.
Try to fucking get him. It's not going to happen.
He's having a good year. Good luck.
Good luck, yeah. Yeah.
So listen, what's your workout? Because you look like there's an athlete still inside your body.
Well, there is an athlete inside my body because I tell you what,
sure,
if I took off my shirt right now, I look like the melting candle from Beauty and the Beast. I have a size 38 waist. I have bitch hips. Somebody, a casting director told me last week, this is why I love L.A., he said, you have leading man face and best friend body. I was like, I'm going to go kill myself. That's just L.A. is just the best for that shit.
I know. You have childbearing hips.
Childbearing
hips.
That's
what we call it in my family.
It's beautiful. Like I said.
And I have the chest of a small Romanian gymnast to go with the childbearing hips. So I'm all out of whack.
We make the perfect person.
Beef.
Yeah, I'm beefy.
You're
that's
beefy
what I say. Women, at least, you know, I'm not the most ripped guy, but at least like, oh, he looks strong. So
yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. He
you know?
Could down next to the dumpster. He could help me out.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
If somebody tried to threaten me, if an Uber driver came out of the car,
yep,
I think Chris could bang the car door.
I'm your guy.
Yeah, put him in a hood ornament for
yeah,
me.
Easy.
Now listen, what's the most Italian thing you do?
The most Italian thing I do?
Because you're Italian, you talk about it. You got a crazy ass Italian.
Crazy ass Italian family. The most Italian thing I do, I'll probably say. Is I put sauce on everything. I mean, I'll put
red sauce
in the hotel this morning. I ordered eggs and I asked for a side of marinara, and I just put it on the eggs.
You trusted?
I trusted
hotel marinara.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's
wow.
One of those things.
When they were passing out guts, DeStefano got back in line for second helping. Hotel marinara,
baby. I love sauce. You know, that's the most kind of thing I do. But other than that, you know, not really. You know, it's interesting. I did my Ancestry.com. This is why
you did it.
2019 dynamics will fuck with
you. As every Italian does, you do the Ancestry.com to see if there's any Libyan blood in you.
Guess what I found out?
What?
80% German.
Get out!
So it's like my life's been a lie. My dad thinks he's this Italian goomba from Brooklyn. My mother thinks she's Irish. Nope, German. And it's a weird thing to find out that you're 80% German 34 years into your life.
That shows you the strength of stereotypes. That info brought to you by All Hams on Deck, the All Ham Restaurant. Try our Hambrosia pudding. You know, the most Italian thing I do is I drink the brine from a can of black olives.
Wow.
That I love it.
That is a Goomba thing to do.
It is. It really is. Yeah. It's like a total grandpa thing to do. Now, you host the Stupid Questions on Comedy Central.
Yes.
Are they dumber than these questions?
They're dumb. They're pretty fucking dumb, dumb questions that we just think.
How did you? What came away? It's really funny because, and then you edit, so they're even more slammed together.
Slammed together. Comedy Central created the show. I just auditioned and they gave me the part. They felt I was the most stupid. So they felt I qualified. They're like, this dumb fucking German Italian idiot will be good for this show. So I do the show. And they write some questions, I write some questions, and we just rapid fire, man. Everyone seems to have a good time on it.
Yeah, and then now, are you involved in the editing, or do you let them do that?
I don't do the. They don't have me in the edit room, but
Is that insulting to you?
Yeah, they're like, listen, you're the host of a show called Stupid Questions, so let actual smart people press the buttons before you
maybe
delete
not
the
go
footage.
Into the booth. Yeah,
yeah, don't come to the booth. Go have some sauce.
So you got a whole other season of that coming up.
Yes.
Then you got the podcast, History Hyenas.
Yes. We talk about history, love history.
You got the Greek kid with you.
Greek kid. Giannis Pappas, everybody. Giannis Pappas. Me and Giannis Pappas, we talk history. We go wild for history and nature. History Hyenas.
Yeah, played 3 years with the San Diego Clippers, Giannis Pappas.
Yes.
Good passing guard.
Yes.
He took over for Ernie DiGregorio.
Yes.
Way back. I'm going to your dad's era.
Wait, Giannis Pappas is a real guy?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
It just sounds like a real guy.
It sounds like he's going to be a real guy. Yeah, I mean, Giannis, the Greek freak, baby. From Milwaukee, close to where you are.
Get out!
Yeah.
Man, a lot of people don't know Greek community in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they will jam one of those grape leaf things in your throat. Oh, choke you right off.
He jammed one in my ass.
Get out!
That's what it is.
Is that what the podcast is about?
Yeah, we're jamming grape leaves in our ass talking about Queen Catherine.
You know those Greeks. They'll suck you in every time.
100%.
What do you do on History Hyenas?
History Hyenas, we just talk about different historical things. Like, for example, the last – but it's not boring. It's not like we're just regurgitating shit. Like, we're getting involved in the shit. We're trying to have you laugh and learn at the same time. Like, last episode, we talked about Queen Elizabeth, Mary Queen of Scots, and Bloody Mary, and we just talked about their stories, and we talked about how they were kind of like the first feminists, you know, like before you had Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Beyonce, and Amy Schumer.
Yeah, sure.
You had Queen Elizabeth, Mary Queen of Scots, and Bloody Mary, and we just talked about how fucking wild it was, and we try to put ourselves in that historical situation. What would we do?
So you try to live in the times.
We're trying to live in the times, man. We're just trying to live in
F Mary Kill. Elizabeth, Mary Queen of Scots, and then the other one you mentioned.
Okay, I'd probably marry Queen Elizabeth, just because I'd be cool to fucking rule England. I'd fuck Bloody Mary because
that could get messy.
Well, she's kinky, and then I'd kill Mary Queen of Scots, just because
Well, she's Scottish.
She's Scottish,
it's not pure.
Yeah, it's not pure. Yeah.
That F Mary Kill brought to you by carbohydrates. Just give in, for God's sake. And brought to you by sugary drinks. Don't just hydrate, carbohydrate. You see how those two sponsors go together? Now listen to me. I know you want to act.
Yes.
And we got to get you. You could make a massive career as like benevolent muscle.
Yeah.
Just a sweet thug.
Yeah, just sweet thug face.
Yeah, yeah, because you have that. You have the face.
Yeah.
You have the body to throw someone against a brick wall.
Yeah.
But the face to go,
yeah, but you know what?
I know your cousin.
But
and
I'm
then out.
But the thing is, I'm Italian, so in Hollywood, you got to take your shirt off a lot, or at least being a wife beater. And every time I'm in a wife beater, I got puffy nipples. So I can't I'll never be able to lose nipple puff.
No, that's rough. Nipple puff.
Yeah.
But there are surgeons who can deal with that out here.
Yeah, deal with the nipple puff.
Yeah, take her right down, and then boom. Yeah. Suddenly you're getting parts that Scott Bio's turning down, and that's a way to start.
Shout out Scott Bio, man.
Exactly.
Fucking Charles in charge.
You know, the wife beater is an interesting name for that T-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because they went from that, what was the other name for that T-shirt? That's the wife beater.
Did they call it the A shirt or something like that? So, I don't know.
They got to come up with something. The folks at Hanes got to put on a pot of coffee and work on the
Wife beater.
Yeah, sleeveless. Start there, Hanes.
Now people just call them beaters. People have removed the wife. Like, oh, can I put on a beater?
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Now listen to me. So what kind of acting you want to do?
I had a sitcom with CBS. It was great.
Chaz Palminteri, Annie Potts.
Chaz Palminteri, Annie Potts played my parents. It was great. I learned a lot of acting acting things from Chaz and Annie. It was fantastic. The show did not get picked up because I'm a piece of shit.
No. Don't go down on yourself, for God's sakes.
Yeah, all right, fine. No, I'm fine. It just, sometimes things don't work out. Whatever.
Sometimes.
Most times.
Yes.
Things don't work out.
In this
out.
Town.
Yeah, nothing works out.
It's like, to quote the classic Dana Gould, we're going to do the Chris DiStefano story, and Chris, you're not right.
Yeah, you're not right.
It's a weird town.
It's a weird town. So I would love to do comedic acting, but really, like, I'm trying to write things now about my life and where I can play a version of myself.
Yeah. Well, you got crazy. Your dad may have been in the mob. You don't know.
Potentially. We don't know. We don't ask
and
questions.
And you don't ask.
I don't ask.
No,
he's 75 years old now. He's on, you know, he doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, a guy like that gets to play the ace card, the trump card.
100%. Yeah, my
dad. My mom died at 95.
Wow.
Yeah, 95. I was on my way there. This is the true story. And I call up. I'm 10 minutes away. They said, "Well, she just passed away because they didn't pick up her oxygen." And I went, "Well, I'm only." She told them, "Yeah, I'm pulling the plug."
Really?
And I'm 10 minutes away.
Holy!
So, and I just thought to myself, "Well, she could have." And then I thought, "No, she's 95.
Yeah,
she gets to play the trump card. You want to go now? You go now.
You go now. Whatever she wants to do."
That's right.
Yeah.
So your dad may have been mob. You know? Yeah.
We don't know, man. I know that my dad was, you know, in and out of jail. I know my mom is a very sophisticated, articulate woman. They met at a walkathon. My mom was walking the walkathon, raising money for whatever good cause, and my dad was doing community service on the side of the walkathon, some prison release thing, and that's
picking
how they met.
Trash?
Picking up trash, and that's how they met, and it's a beautiful story.
That's impressive.
Yeah, romance.
Yeah, sure, every Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's got to just melt your heart.
Melt their heart. Well, they got divorced when I was one, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, probably.
I'm better off that way.
I'm going to say, really? You think so?
100%. I'd rather be around two people that love me, you know, but they don't necessarily love each other. If those two people would have been in the house, would have just tried to make it work for me, I would be a completely different person. Because all I saw was two people who are happy going their own separate ways, but have a common thing in the love for me, and it was fucking great.
Now,
yeah, if shit's not working, go get a divorce.
Is that why you broke up? Because you got a kid.
I got a kid.
2-year-old daughter.
Three. She's three now.
Three now.
Yeah. She,
the Puerto Rican mom.
Puerto Rican baby mama. She's great. We're very good co-parents. But it just didn't work out. And I was like, listen, instead of us fighting, let our daughter see two people that love each other. And that's what I do. So I bought a place 5 blocks away from where my daughter is. And it's perfect. Everything's perfect right
now. You love it.
I love it.
It's great having a daughter.
Great having a daughter. Yeah. She loves sauce, too.
She loves sauce, too.
Loves sauce. Even though she's half Puerto Rican, she loves sauce.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
They're bringing her around.
Bringing her around.
Bringing her around. Plus, the girls, they don't go through that crazy 10, 11, 12-year-old boy thing where the testosterone kicks in. And then they start throwing rocks at buses.
Yeah.
And you get calls at all hours of the day. You know what your son just did? They don't go through that.
They don't go through that. But she is good. My daughter, she's manipulating, though, already.
She already?
She's got me wrapped
around. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, just like anything, you know, anything that she wants, she gets. Like, I New Year's Eve, I was going to, like, I thought she was going to go to bed early. And I thought that we were going to, I could maybe even, like, have my mom come over, sneak out, go have some fun with my friends. She was, like, at 11 o'clock in the afternoon. She's like, what are you doing later? And I was like, what are we doing later? And I said, well, you know, baby, you know, it's, you know, late. You go to sleep. She goes, nope, we're going to go to Pizzeria Uno. And guess what? Pictures on my Instagram. I put on a tuxedo, put her in a dress. We sat in Pizzeria Uno like white trash. As the ball dropped, and we had a good night.
11:59, you're in the blue prom tux.
I love it.
That brought to you by Dip Swaggle. Keep your mustache smelling fresh between trimmings with Dip Swaggle. Now in Butter Brickle. Who would have thought of that? Now listen to me. Chaz Palminteri, that had to be a thrill. Have him play your dad.
Oh, my God. Bronx Tale was one of my favorite movies growing up. So to him play my father was fantastic. And now he's like an actual real friend. So it's
great. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Good to have a friend like that.
Good
Plus, you know, he is like a regular Italian guy.
Easy.
He uses Italian phrases. Yeah, easy.
Yeah,
easy breezy.
He just, when we go into restaurants or nightclubs or whatever, it's old school. Like, he doesn't have a publicist call ahead. He just gets out of the car and just walks up to them and the gate's open. That's just how it is. I'm telling you, I've been around him in all these different places and he just walks up. Security guard knows who he is.
Boom!
Ropes open. Best table in the house. It's what it is. And he doesn't really drink. But he hangs out every night. He'll hang out till 6 o'clock in the morning. Just shoot the shit with you.
That's
perfect.
Beautiful. Have him take you to Dan Tana's. That's the place here in town.
Oh, okay.
A little place in Santa Monica. He'll know.
Yeah.
He'll know. But I love those guys. I love the phrases.
Yeah.
I love when an old Italian guy goes, let me see what I can do.
Let me see what I can do. Yeah. Or he said, do me a favor.
Yeah. Let me see what I can do kind of means I already know that I can do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hook you for the biggest payback I can possibly get.
Exactly.
Because you think, oh, my God, he's going to try to do something for me. Look what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Or like when guys say, tell me no. You know, he's like, why don't you tell me no? Is that right? Tell me no. I'm like, what do you want me to say to you? It is right, but are you asking me to say no?
Which one's going to get the punch to the nose?
Yeah. Yeah. So, love Italians.
Oh, man. Well, Chaz Palminteri, that's a great friend to have. And now, who played your mom?
My mom was Annie Potts, who was great.
She's ridiculous funny.
No, ridiculous funny, number one. And then my wife was played by this woman, Diane Guerrero, who's a great actress. She's from Orange is the New Black. And she was fantastic. It was just such a great freaking show. And it didn't get picked up, and that's just what happens.
Well, you know what? You're going to learn from that experience, and we move on. You know, I had a brief spell in the bigs with ESPN, and then I let asshole slip on air, and that was gone. So, you know, you just learn.
Really?
Yeah,
you did?
You learn, and you move on.
I want to go Google that.
Hey, speaking of, listen, I got a bona fide rising young comic star with me. Time for Advice Corner.
Yeah.
Actual takeaway from the great Chris DiStefano. Let's start right with what we're talking about. What is an important thing you learned about shooting a TV show? Because it matters less in a sense that it went. Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah.
But what did you learn? What's the biggest lesson you took away from shooting a TV show?
Biggest thing I learned, and I think it can be applied to all things in life, is to trust your gut. So many times there was a thing, you know, a thing that CBS wanted me to change, and my gut was saying it's wrong, but I overrode my gut to say, no, do what CBS wants. I'll listen to everything they say. They'll put my pilot on the air, and I was wrong. I listened to every single thing they said, and they still didn't pick up my show.
Yeah.
So in hindsight, I wish I would have at least trusted my gut and overrode them and said, nope, I feel very strongly about this joke and this way, so keep it. And then at least, first of all, maybe my show would have gotten picked up because they don't really know what the fuck they want. They just they just want it to be shown to them. And second of all, at least if it didn't get picked up, I could have looked at it and said, well, those are all my jokes.
Yeah, I took my bat to the plate for my big
Frank
swing.
Sinatra, I did it my way.
Exactly.
I could have done, and I did not, and I regret it. But the next opportunity, better believe I'm doing it my way.
Great lesson to learn.
Yeah.
That way, what are you, 22? Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Your best travel tip. You're on the road a lot.
Yeah, best travel tip. I personally, what's my best travel tip is, I got it. Take
very Italian internet.
Ooh, yeah.
I got it.
Oh, I got it. I always have a small Ziploc bag with me, and I put the TV remote control in the Ziploc bag so I'm not pressing the buttons because that's the dirty. They never clean that.
They never blue light that, baby.
Yeah, never blue light it. So that's what I do.
God, imagine what's on that thing. I never thought of that.
Yeah, so that's what I do. My finger's never touching the button.
I'm never watching TV in a hotel again.
Yeah, well,
that's
you can watch it in my room.
Slip it in the bag and then run it through there.
Exactly.
That is smart.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. What's a better priority for a young comic? Because they got a lot of young kids listening, whatever field they're in.
Right.
I don't know. It could be civil engineering, but best priority for a young comic, develop a podcast or get a shot on late night TV.
1,000% overwhelming, develop a podcast. If you don't, a late night TV set is great. Nobody cares anymore. If it's the 80s, 90s, we're talking about a different story. Nowadays, if you don't have a great podcast or something going viral, you're just going to get left in the dust, and it's what it is. So I would say 100% overwhelming the answer for any young comic, and myself included, is get a podcast.
Yeah, you have to. The playbook's changed. You can't run the 34 toss power trap anymore.
Yeah, can't do it.
You got to have a quarterback read.
Absolutely. I mean, the young kids, nobody listens to, you know, I mean, people still listen to the radio, but I mean, all the young people out there, when they're in their cars going to work, they're listening to their favorite podcast. It's just the truth.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Besides holding in your gut until you pass out, quick way to look slimmer. You battle this.
Yeah, quick way to look slimmer. Wear all black, and I always try to wear a coat that's long enough to cover my butt.
Good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think about the stern of the boat. The bow of the boat.
Yeah.
The back end of the boat.
Back of the boat. You got to think about what's behind you. So I always usually have a long enough coat that covers my butt. Not this time because I have baggy pants on, but
it's the reverse of tuck it. Yes. We need to come out with sport coats that are ass-heavy.
Ass-heavy, yeah. I need an ass-heavy sports coat.
Last question. Best way to handle old stuff that pops up online because you're savvy, you're online savvy, you're social media savvy. Yeah. What happens if somebody, a lot of folks from my generation don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
You know, something pops up, bubbles up, a set you did 12 years ago said something, boom, it's out there. All of a sudden, there it is today on Twitter or one of those things. What do you do?
I don't apologize. Just say, you know, listen, comedy is comedy. It's freedom of speech. I could say what I want. I mean, unless you're saying something extremely derogatory and you're using specific words to be hateful towards specific groups, fuck you.
You don't want to be hateful. You
want to bring up old shit? That's your problem. Ricky Gervais tweeted, and a lot of comedians are tweeting now. It's like, if you don't think something's funny, that's your problem, not mine.
Right.
And that's what I think. You know?
Brilliant. That advice corner brought to you by Yo-Yo Tires. If you get stuck, just pull the string. Hey, speaking of cars, that's exactly how long this commercial lasts, 60 seconds, just like what we just did. You know what else you can do in about a minute? I get an offer for your car from TrueCar. That's right. The amount of time it takes to floss your teeth or discuss asses with Chris DiStefano or even do a few sit-ups, you can get a true cash offer. That's what they call it, true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or even your home on your laptop, whatever you want. Just go to TrueCar. Simply enter your license plate number. Watch how your car's details just pop right up on the screen. Answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. All right, now, Chris DiStefano. Killer special coming up on Comedy Central called 38 Waist. I got you here, size 38 Waist. We want to get that right because kids are going to search the wrong thing. Then. And now it's time for the Fiery Four.
Yeah.
The Fiery Four.
Fire number one. Oh, first of all, these are sports takes hotter than your high school's wrestling room 5 minutes before weigh-in. Fire number one. Should Nick Foles play more? Or quit now and live in Philly comfortably for free for the rest of his God-given days?
I would say live in Philly comfortably for free. Don't damage your body anymore. Take the money and run.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because really, he can't top what he's done.
No.
There's no topping it.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, people love him more than Rocky right now. You know,
which is a really hard.
Really hard thing to do.
And as a stand-up, he already hit his closer.
Exactly. Yeah, I like to get up. If someone's like, you got to do 45, it's like, listen, if I hit my closer at 40 and they're clapping, I'm getting off.
Out.
See ya.
Out, baby. You can stretch the announcements for Slippery Nipple Tuesday and things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, your drink specials can go right in and fill those 2 minutes. Fire number two. Should all these college athletes be able to transfer like they're transferring? I mean, it used to be impossible to transfer. Now it's as easy as grabbing the uptown at 14th. It's crazy to me.
100%. You should be able to transfer, and they should be getting paid. It's their life. We're not in the gym next to them working as hard as they am. The coaches are making millions of dollars. The schools are making millions of dollars. Pay the kids. Let them do whatever they want. It's their life, not yours.
Exactly. You know what? Save that Imagine Dragons money. And let it trickle down to the athletes, for God's sake. Fire number three, LeBron or Jordan for greatest of all time, or a write-in?
I say Jordan. I think the answer is Jordan. LeBron is very close, but I just think Michael Jordan on the court, off the court, he's just a part of culture. You know, I think Jordan is, I mean, he's a word. Jordan-esque is a word.
Yeah,
so
it is.
I would say Michael Jordan is the best.
I'm gonna go with a write-in.
Who are you gonna go?
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, see Magic. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's why.
Yeah.
Because he's not just the best at what he does; he changed the game
forever.
Jordan and LeBron changed the game in the sense that they became just even a more super freak athlete than what came before them.
Right.
Johnson actually changed the game because he was 6'10" at point guard.
Yeah. With no Johnson, there's no LeBron, probably.
Right.
Right? I mean, Johnson paved the way for tall, big point guards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe neither of them before that. So I'm going to do the write-in.
All right.
I don't know how far I'll get with that because I think I think the election's rigged. And finally, fire number four. Why isn't bocce in the Olympics? Let's hit him with the hine and slam that baby in there.
Let's get it in.
It's great. It would be a great sport. They got curling in, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, get bocce in. Italy will win every single year,
single
year. Who's going to beat Italy in bocce?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing. That fiery four brought to you by Gesundheit's, the leotards that help cut your sneezing in half. Now, I understand you may have a pop quiz for me.
I do.
And while you're honing that down, I'm going to discuss this crazy thing that betonline.ag's got going. They're our partner for all things gaming here at Podcast One Sportsnet, and they are starting off 2019 in a big way. Exclusive partner here. I don't know if you know this. Here's what they're doing. Round-trip flight to the big game. They're adding in hotel, VIP tailgate party, tickets to the game. You're going to the game in Atlanta. That's the ATL, baby. They're giving you the whole schmear, as they used to say in New York, for like nothing. You heard it right. Once in a lifetime, all expenses trip to the NFL's biggest game for two people. It's happening. It's happening on betonline.ag. How do you enter? Get this. Here's how I can follow this. Go to betonline.ag, sign up for a betonline.ag account, use the promo code BIGGAME, and enter the contest. It's that simple. Our exclusive partners at betonline.ag have the golden tickets. Don't miss out. The promotion ends January 28th. Visit betonline.ag today for all the details. That's betonline.ag and use promo code Big game. All right, Chris DeStefano, huge special coming out on Comedy Central, size 38 waist. You got to watch that. This kid's unbelievably funny. He has a pop quiz for me. Here's the theme song. I can actually sing it. Pop, 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 pop quiz.
Nice.
And no licensing issues.
All right, pop quiz. I'm a history hyena, so I'll ask you a history question.
Perfect.
First.
I'm ready. I might have a shot.
What state?
I'm 103 years old.
What state fought for the Union and the Confederacy during the Civil War?
Missouri.
West Virginia.
Nuts.
Okay.
They were a state already?
Yeah. Well,
Virginia had enough of them and already said, just form something else.
Form something else. They fought on both sides. Okay.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting? I'm 0 for 1 already.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What is the capital of the state of Washington?
Capital of the state of Washington is Olympia.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boom.
I only remember that because I used to love Olympia beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then okay. I had to get back in the can.
So.
Trivia or something. I somehow absorbed that through the fog.
Fucking.
1-1. Look at that.
1-1.
I got a rubber question. I got a rubber question. I might actually pull this one out.
Okay. Let me.
Chris DeStefano's sweating. He's going to make this a good one.
I'm going to make.
Is he going to go into the history file? Is he going to go into the stupid questions file? Here it is.
Sport, yeah, history, stupid questions, or sports. Let's see. Okay. What was the. In World War II.
All right.
Okay. What was the first country that the Nazis conquered?
First country Nazis conquered was Poland.
You got it.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I asked you because there's a lot of Polish people in Wisconsin.
That's right.
So it was a Polish-themed question.
He sandbagged it for me.
Yeah.
That was very sweet of him.
There you go.
My goodness, nobody's done that before. That's extraordinarily
impressive.
Wow, that compliment brought to you by Creme de Hay for a great tasting aperitif at half the price of more expensive liqueurs. Try Creme de Hay. All right. My guest today, the great comic Chris DeStefano. Follow him on Twitter at Chris D Comedy and watch his special size 38 waist now on Comedy Central. He also hosts Stupid Questions and 17 or 18 other shows. Got a podcast, History Hyenas, that's killing. Go to that. Go to ChrisDComedy.com for all Chris DeStefano details. Quick tip, if you live in Denver, he's at The Great Comedy Works Valentine's Weekend. Guys, take your dame there. Chris will do all the work. You'll get laid. Chris, thank
yes.
you so much.
Thank you.
Follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and follow my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. You can also also go visit Jeff's new website. Oh, he finally got one. JeffCesario.com. Thanks for tuning in. Support my sponsors, TrueCar and BetOnline.ag. If you want more of me this weekend, Chris and all my listeners, I'll be in Port Sequence, Nevada, doing play-by-play as David Blaine gets eaten live by a python. Catch it on I'mBored.com. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with me.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.